With KAZU News, I'm Kristal Manzon. Big Sur has more tourists than public bathrooms to support them, and that is creating a mess as people relieve themselves along Highway 1 and on private property. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
It's a Tuesday afternoon in Big Sur. Tourists from all over the world are taking selfies in front of the Bixby Bridge. Just below, the Pacific Ocean sparkles in the sunshine. Philip Bland and his family walk toward the famous landmark. A popular TV show drew them here.
The series Big Little Lies. Yeah, that's right. So we wanted to see the bridge.
So far, the trip here has been smooth. But Bland needs to use the bathroom.
We haven't seen any bathrooms, and it would be very good to have some, because right now I have to go.
The lack of public bathrooms along Big Sur's scenic Highway 1 is a problem for tourists. And it's a problem for locals. They're finding human waste on their properties. Marcus Foster has lived in Big Sur for 25 years. He's the caretaker of a ranch. Recently, he's also become an unofficial caretaker of Highway 1. At least once a week, he gets in his truck to go pick up poop, where the highway borders the ranch's property. Just a minute down the road, and he spots toilet paper. It's tucked behind rocks and bushes in a dirt pullout. He pulls over and gets his supplies.
I have plastic garbage bags, my litter picker upper, so I don't gotta touch nothing.
And he gets to work.
Ew. Stand back. It's fresh toilet paper.
At just one pullout, the bag is nearly full.
That's a pound of toilet paper.
Big Sur's Highway 1 sees hundreds of thousands of visitors every year.
And that's what it feels like living in Big Sur, is basically a Disneyland with no infrastructure, no management. And you can really feel the consequences of that.
It's not just Foster who has noticed the problem. State Assembly member Ana Caballero says this is the number one complaint she hears from Big Sur residents. She's one of a few regional elected officials who represents the area. Big Sur has no local government. Last year, Caballero helped create a bathroom task force to address the problem.
I took on the commitment to do something about that and to find out exactly where the restrooms were, how many there were, and to see if there was a solution to the problem.
This 100-mile stretch of coastline has no formal rest stops, but it does have 17 public bathrooms, including porta potties. Caballero says the longest stretch between them is about 30 miles.
The problem is the traveling public doesn't know where those restrooms are. And part of the reason is because over the years, the signs along Highway 1 have been removed for aesthetic reasons.
She'd like to bring back highway signs noting where there are public restrooms, but there's no timeline for making that happen. So the plan is to build new permanent restrooms north of Bixby Bridge at Garapata State Park. It's a popular area for hiking. That will bring the total number of restrooms to 18 when construction is complete in about 2 years. Neither of these remedies will solve the problem now. And that leaves Marcus Foster wondering about the future of the place he calls home.
I think we're on an unsustainable path here. If we keep going in this direction, I can't imagine what this place is going to look like in another 10 years. Because we have just exceeded years ago really our capacity.
Until there's a solution, he'll continue to pick up what he can. In Big Sur, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.